This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Six of the nine Democratic presidential candidates appeared at a debate in Des Moines, Iowa today, 13 days before the Iowa caucuses. The debate was sponsored by NPR and WOI Radio Group and hosted by Talk of the Nation's Neil Conan. It was a rare case where presidential candidates square off without the presence of cameras or a crowd. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Although the NPR-sponsored debate was for the most part decorous, with serious and wide-ranging discussions of Pakistan, poverty, and proliferation, there were some pointed clashes. As they have in past debates, taxes produced some of the sharpest exchanges, with John Kerry and Joe Lieberman accusing Dick Gephardt and Howard Dean of calling for tax hikes on the middle class. Both Gephardt and Dean want to roll back all of President Bush's tax cuts, including the cuts that Democrats in Congress managed to add for middle-income taxpayers. Here's first John Kerry, then Joe Lieberman.
Howard Dean's and Dick Gephardt's proposal to get rid of the tax cut raises taxes in several different ways. And his argument that he just made doesn't make sense.
I don't know of a case where a Democratic candidate for president has been elected who called for a massive increase in taxes on the middle class. These are our people. This is what America is all about. They are hurting more today than I've ever seen them hurting in my adult life.
Howard Dean responded.
There are too many politicians who've run for president over the years who promise everybody everything and then say, but we got to balance the budget. And that's what we're seeing right here. I want to balance this budget. I balance budgets. That's what governors do. If we don't balance the budget in this country, we're not going to have jobs. We're not going to have prosperity. You cannot promise people tax cuts, college education, health care, and whatever else you want and say, oh, it'll all be fine. That's what George Bush is doing.
The first 45 minutes of the debate focused on foreign policy, and the candidates were asked to talk about some subjects that haven't been discussed in depth in previous debates. Pakistan, for instance, one of the United States' most crucial allies in the war on terrorism, but also a troublesome vendor of nuclear weapons materials to rogue states like Iran and North Korea. Kerry said the problem was complicated, but that he would be tougher on Pakistan than President Bush has been.
There have been two attempts on the life of President Musharraf. The specter of an Islamic radical state with nuclear weapons is unacceptable for the world. And that is what is at risk in Pakistan today.
And Gephardt said one way to staunch the flow of young terrorists from Pakistan was to cut off the funding of Pakistan's system of madrasas, Islamic fundamentalist schools that teach radical Islam.
When you're teaching people to be terrorists, when you're advocating behavior, which is really terrorism, I think the whole world has a stake in changing that educational system. This is putting lives at stake all over the world. This is a manufacturing facility of terrorism. And we have to, for the whole world has to take a stand against this.
As in other debates, Howard Dean has been attacked for his position on Iraq, from the right for supporting a policy that Lieberman says would have left Saddam Hussein in power, and from the left, from Denis Kucinich, who's demanded that Dean join him in calling for an immediate pullout of U.S. troops from Iraq.
What credibility do we have as a nation trying to teach peace when we're involved in a war against Iraq at this very moment, in the ongoing occupation, in trying to control the oil and privatize the country? The way that we teach peace is through example. We need to set aside policies of unilateralism and preemption. We need to set aside policies of nuclear first strike. And we need to engage the world fearlessly and confidently once again. Not the America of duct tape and plastic, but the America of Francis Scott Key's land of the free, home of the brave.
One of the biggest differences between the candidates is the obvious one of who they think could best beat President Bush in November. All the candidates think they're the best. Carol Mosley Braun, for instance, claims she has the most experience.
I mean, I not only served as ambassador to New Zealand, but studied trade under the auspices of the European Community. So I have international experience, as much, if not more, than everybody else, as well as legislative experience at the state and local level.
The question of Howard Dean's electability has been raised throughout the campaign by the other Democrats. This afternoon, Lieberman raised it again, saying that Dean was too divisive and angry to win next November. Dean responded, pointing to his latest endorsement from former presidential candidate Bill Bradley, who embraced Dean in New Hampshire this morning and then flew with him to Iowa. Dean said that if he could bring together two bitter rivals, like former Vice President Al Gore and Bradley, who battled each other for the nomination in 2000, then he was capable of uniting the party to beat President Bush in November. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.